Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
This is Hawaii News Now Sunrise at 5.
A traffic alert for the North Shore. Expect more delays again today. Repairs are planned after that rockfall shut down the highway near Waimea Bay. Casey Lund has a live report with what drivers need to know.
We're keeping an eye on the skies after another weekend of wild weather. The rain is easing, but the wind is picking up. We got details.
Lawmakers are looking to bring your grocery bill down. Howard Dykus explains how that idea would work.
Plus, another Powerball jackpot getting bigger by the day. What it's up to already.
All right, and we have our first alert weather and traffic team. Happy Monday, guys.
Yay!
Hey, remember a few years ago there was a rockfall at the same place?
Right.
They built a road across the beach, and an ocean took it out like the first day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the locals were calling it, naming the road the H2O.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that shut it down for a couple of weeks, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible. People had to walk back and forth. It was terrible.
Oh. Yikes.
Yeah, luckily it's back to normal.
Yeah, the idea of walking.
Well, it's a lot drier, though, today.
Yeah, it was. But it was a wild start to the weekend,
boy.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, loud start.
Yeah, but I told you. Anyway, now I'm telling you that you got to get ready for some very powerful winds. They'll really be ramping up by the middle of the week. Here are your headlines. First alert, strong and gusty winds expected by Wednesday. It is going to be breezy today, and it's actually pretty nice. We don't have the storm anymore. That's pretty much done. And we have typical windward and mauka showers this morning, favoring Maui and Hawaii Island. More showers are due in tonight through tomorrow, but they'll be favoring those windward sides. And heads up, we're also expecting a pretty good size swell coming in later today. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So there's some moisture out there, mainly for the east end of the state, the windward sides of Maui and Hawaii Island, picking up some scattered showers. You can see them there. Some of these showers hitting Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, so there's a winter weather advisory there. And then over on Maui, pretty damp for those windward areas, still fairly dry out in the Kihei area. Now let's check on the traffic. How's it going, Lacey?
Traffic is moving very lightly. It's a nice start to our Aloha Monday commute, guys. We take a look at the flow map. We've got green on all the major routes. We've been checking in with HPD right now. No major problems to report. Let's take you out toward the west. A pretty easy pace to get you into Nanakuli along Farrington and then continuing around the bend as you get into Honokai, Hale, Ko'olina and wide open on the H1 freeway from Makakilo all the way past the H1-H2 merge. So right now, no problems on the roadways. Things are moving lightly, and we've got some pretty light drive times to go along with that. We'll take a look at those updated numbers coming up next. For now, Stephen, Grace, back over to you.
All right, thanks, Lacey. Thanks, Kyle. A rock slide near Waimea Bay closed the stretch of Kamehameha Highway yesterday.
Casey Lund is live there this morning with the very latest on the status of that road. Casey.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys, and want to get right to the information that could impact drivers today. Let's take a look at where this happened. First, you can see that concrete barrier that was kind of put up to shore this all up after those rocks came down. But beyond that, to the left here, you can see, of course, as you guys were talking about earlier, those earlier rock slides years ago that forced DOT to put up that fencing. Well, today they're going to be extending that a little bit further to the right of your screen here, all the way up to this no littering sign. So that work is going to close down the highway again today, but DOT says they're really going to try and do that during non-peak, non-rush hour times, so between 5 and 9 and 4 and 7 in the evening. Let's show you what happened yesterday around 6 a.m. this morning. That's when DOT says those rocks came down. They say the wet weather we saw this weekend is likely what caused that. Police also say that they had received calls from drivers who were almost hit by some of those boulders. Ed Sniffen, the DOT director, says again that the rain we saw may have loosened those rocks. In the last 23 years, officials say there were at least 4 rock slides in this same area. As I mentioned, back in 2000, that silver rockfall fencing was put up. And now, again, the state is working to extend that to make sure that this is safe for drivers. Although the road was closed, people were still allowed to walk or bike through, like Jonathan Fisher we talked to over the weekend, who lives in Wailua. He was heading to work at Turtle Bay yesterday.
Yeah, I parked a little bit down the road and just walked it instead of driving all the way around an hour and 40 minutes. Luckily, it didn't go that way because there's a house back there. Just tear right through it.
Now, DOT stressed that the roadway is safe for drivers as they pass through today. But again, a reminder that work happening during non-peak times. And Ed Sniffen tells us that the work will likely take around 30 minutes at the time, so they won't plan to close the road for longer than 30 minutes. But again, if you're planning to travel during the day in between those peak rush hour times, you might want to think ahead and make sure you're ready. You may have to sit here for a little bit to get to the other side. Guys?
Yep. All right. Good to know. Thanks, Casey.
It's 5:05. Many across the state are still drying up and cleaning up from that storm that we saw over the weekend. In Eva, a large tree was split in half after it was apparently hit by lightning on Saturday. A witness tells us that she heard a loud boom and then saw that tree cracked in half.
Take a look at this video from Kapolei. A viewer named Eric sent us the footage, which appears to show lightning striking a power pole. A Hawaiian Electric crew later came to the scene. HECO also responded to several large outages across Oahu on Saturday.
Windward Oahu also got drenched. This is video of the Temple Valley area getting poured on around 7:30 Saturday morning. All that rain led to major ponding on the roads.
And this video was taken by a group of brave paddlers who made their way from Hawaii Kai to Magic Island during the storm. Look at that. They had to endure rough seas, high wind and rain. And at one point during the voyage, one of the crew members captured that photo of a major lightning strike.
Scary. Kauai also got soaked. Take a look at this video showing water cascading down a mountain. All that rain led to flooding on several roadways. The heavy rain also led to the closure of Kuhio Highway near the Hanalei Bridge for much of Saturday. The highway, though, has since reopened.
On Maui, the firefighter who was swept away in a storm drain late last month has died. Officials confirmed the death of Trey Evans Dumoran on Saturday. He was only 24 years old. On January 27th, officials say that he was responding to flooded homes in Kihei when he got sucked into a storm drain. His family thanked the community for their outpouring of love and has asked for privacy at this time.
Residents and businesses in Eva Beach are being asked to conserve water. It's because a pipe broke at the Eva Beach wastewater pump station on Makule Road. We're told repairs began yesterday, but it is unclear when the work will be finished. Officials say about 83,000 gallons of raw wastewater spilled since Friday. Crews recovered about 54,000 gallons, and the rest seeped into the ground. All right, 5:07 right now and happening today.
The military is going to be holding a press conference on the fuel spill at Haleakala. About 700 gallons of diesel spilled last week at the Maui Space Surveillance Complex, which is located at the summit. Officials say there was an issue with a diesel fuel pump for a backup generator. Yesterday, about 40 activists went up to Haleakala and met with the commander of U.S. Space Forces Indo-Pacific, Brigadier General Anthony Mastalier.
We did meet with the military, a general and other representatives, us along with the Friends of Haleakala, to discuss plans for mitigation and decision-making for mitigation.
The activists tell us military leaders promise transparency and an open line of communication.
Today is the deadline for the public to submit written comments to the Environmental Protection Agency regarding the shutdown of Red Hill. The EPA is overseeing the Navy's response to the fuel spill and the closure. We're going to post a link so that you can weigh in on this. Just scan the QR code that you see right there on your screen or go to HawaiiNewsNow.com, go to the Sunrise tab, and then click on the As Seen on Sunrise link. 508 right now, the Hawaii legislature is considering new exemptions to the state excise tax.
Morning, Howard.
Good morning. The House Economic Development Committee addresses matters of commerce. It is the first committee in the current session to recommend an excise tax exemption for basic groceries, not restaurant meals, not prepared meals sold at supermarkets, but old-fashioned groceries. In support of the bill, the Hawaii Food Industry Association says most states already exempt food supplies from sales tax. On Senate side, an excise tax exemption for Medicare and TRICARE doctors cleared the Senate Human Services Committee on Friday. The U.S. Army Museum at Fort DeRussy reopens this morning. It was closed for a year, getting new air conditioning and spiffing up the place generally. The museum in the heart of Waikiki is housed by a 1911 artillery battery. It will be open, as before, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Competition for tourists is increasing all the time. Travel Pulse counts 23 new resorts opening this year from Mexico to the Caribbean, including a just-opened resort in Cabo, a beachfront resort in the Dominican Republic opening this month, and an adults-only resort on the Mexican Riviera. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down more than 130 points.
How likely is it that our grocery bills may actually come down from this legislation?
It'll be a small amount, but it's what is important about it is that the poorer a person is, the higher the percentage of what they spend is on food. So it'll help people who need the help the most.
Good.
Excellent. Thanks, Harry.
All right, so Valentine's Day is almost here. So over the next week, we're going to be naming Hawaii's sweetest sweethearts.
So send us a photo of you and your sweetheart or a special couple and tell us why you or they should be featured as one of our sweetest sweethearts. Winning couples will receive some great prizes. Head on over to Hawaii News Now's Facebook page to enter.
All the glitter and glamour gathered on the red carpet.
We're going to share the biggest winners from the Grammy Awards and tell you how history was made last night. And then here at home, the Hawaiian Humane Society needs your help. Its kennels are full, but you can help out. We're going to tell you how. Oh.
Pizza. Pizza? Pizza! Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought. Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
Now, First Alert Weather with Guy Hockey.
Such a beautiful sight. Yeah, this is video from over the weekend. Look at those waterfalls coming down the Ko'olau Mountains. Our Sunrise executive producer, Ryan Wilson, sent in this video. Real lovely as you're traveling along the H3. Pay attention to the road, but look how beautiful it is. Just gorgeous stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So beautiful.
Good job, Ryan. Yeah, nice stuff. And we'll likely see more of those waterfalls as the rain increases with the trade-ins coming in, probably by tonight. So heads up on that. Surface expected to increase later today. Probably going to come up too late for the Billabong Pro pipeline. But we are expecting the swell to run pretty solid through tomorrow. And then a bigger swell coming in looks like Thursday. That will likely trigger a high surf advisory. So don't forget the Billabong Pro Pipeline ends on Friday. That's when the waiting period is over. So hopefully they can get it in for before that. Then there's another solid swell coming in. Looks like sometime on Wednesday. That's of next week. So for today, here are the wave heights in the afternoon. All right, 7 to 10 in the country, 5 to 7. And with those breezy winds, you can expect the windward size to start picking up as well. And that swell could get even bigger over the next several days as those winds pick up. Now let's see what's happening out on the road. Still quiet, Lacey?
Still very quiet, Kai. We're actually enjoying it, keeping our fingers crossed that it stays this way for that Monday drive. But I do want to give an update on the zipper lane. It's already opened up from Waikele. So another option if you're trying to head toward downtown this morning, but only if you've got two or more in your car. As we take a look at the flow map, everything remains green. Really good pace as you're heading toward downtown. And right now, we're not tracking any major problems. Road closures, major collisions. We're looking at some light drive times. 30 minutes out of Mililani on the H2. A 25-minute drive from the west end Makakilo. And from east Honolulu, about a 20-minute drive from Hawaii Kai. Coming up next, going to give you a heads up on some road work that's happening on Moanalua Freeway that'll impact that evening commute. For now, let's send things back over to Steve and Grace.
All right, thanks, guys. It's 5:14. The Hawaiian Humane Society is asking the public to hold off on bringing in new animals because the Mo'ili'ili shelter is over capacity. Right now, its kennels are packed with more than 80 dogs. The shelter wants the public to join their Couch Crashers foster program, where they care for a dog for up to 2 weeks.
What we don't want to have happen is it limits our capacity to be able to help our community and the animals that need us. So that's why we're really encouraging get them into homes, can get some socialization, they get some time to play, and they get to decompress in a home environment that really has so many benefits to them.
Okay, so to sign up, head to hawaiianhumane.org.
It was the biggest night of the year in music. The 65th annual Grammy Awards ceremony was held in Los Angeles over the weekend.
As Danya Barkas tells us, the awards show celebrated several big wins, as well as firsts for women and diverse artists.
We are witnessing history tonight.
Beyonce won her 32nd Grammy last night, making her the new record holder for most Grammy victories.
I'm trying to just receive this night.
A performance by Grammy winner Bad Bunny kicked off the show that gave its most coveted Album of the Year award to Harry Styles for Harry's House.
This is really, really kind. I'm so, so grateful.
But it was women who also came up with some of the biggest wins of the night.
Lizzo took Record of the Year.
When we lost Prince, I decided to dedicate my life to making positive music.
First Lady Jill Biden presented Bonnie Raitt with the Song of the Year award for Just Like That.
I'm so surprised. I don't know what to say.
Singer Samira Joy was Best New Artist.
I just EGOT.
Actor Viola Davis's win for her performance of the audiobook for her memoir, Finding Me, made her the 18th person to ever receive an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award.
In a cabin.
There were moving tributes to those who died.
Oh, no, I'm not the same without you.
And new honors, like the Global Impact Award, named after its first winner, Dr. Dre.
This is the 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
A major milestone marked by all-star hip-hop performances. Donya Backus, CBS News, Los Angeles.
5:16, it's a new week on Sunrise on KGMB and KHNL and HawaiiNewsNow.com. Still ahead, the next Oahu Tower, even taller than usual.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.